Good evening, everybody. This is Alice, and this is Protect Your Glow, the podcast. Wherever you're at right now, wherever you're at in the world, thank you so much once again for pressing play. So I don't normally do this, record podcasts back to back like this, but I'm so proud of myself. This is my second podcast in the month of September. I'm making progress. Clap, clap, bravo. Proud of myself for that. But I wanted to talk to you guys today real quick. I came off of work, driving home. I started listening to a sermon by one of my favorite preachers, T.D. Jakes. And if I didn't get anything else out of that sermon, what I got was, he said, three important words. No matter what's happening in your life, just keep it moving. And those three words just resonated with me. They just stayed with me. I just kept hearing God say, keep it moving, Alice. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. And that's part of what I do from time to time to motivate myself. I try to listen to sermons, as you guys know, anything that's going to uplift my mind. Right now, this is my second week. I'm doing a cleanse, and it's not your typical cleanse. Usually when you hear cleanse, you think of, you know, cleansing the body. This cleanse that I'm doing is to cleanse my spirit and my soul. Because a lot of times, you know, we put a lot of time and effort, which is rightfully so, into cleansing our bodies or detoxing and working out our bodies and things like that, eating healthy, which is all good because I believe this vessel that God gave us, he wants us to take care of it. But a lot of times what we forget to do is to cleanse our spirit, because you have to understand that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So not only does our flesh need cleansing, but so does our spirit. And how do you do that, Alice? Well, one of the things that I started doing is I'm reading a book called 52 Affirmations for the Subconscious Mind. I'm not really good with names, so I can't remember the name of the author, but it's a real book. It's a real good book. A very popular author. And the first week talks about how we need to cleanse our mind by just reminding ourselves that we are, you know, spirit, and that we have divine guidance. Our path is divinely guided. What we say can be divinely guided as well. So that's what I've been doing. But before I get into today's podcast, I just want to thank God for giving me breath. You know, everything I do, people, everything I do, if it was not for God's grace, mercy, and favor, I wouldn't have none of it. This house that I'm sitting in right now, I'm in my room. The kids are downstairs with my husband, and I'm up here in my room. And I'm just in awe of God's goodness and mercy, because being an immigrant, born in the Bahamas, I've been a citizen for quite some time now, but just being an immigrant from another country, you know, there's little things that you can take for granted sometimes if you don't know what it is to live in another country. If you're used to getting what you want, you're not, you don't understand. So you might not understand what it means to have something. So for me, having this home be built for us, it's a humongous, extraordinary milestone in my life. I've never seen my parents own a home growing up. They never purchased a home. Every house that we lived in was rented. It's not that I don't think it's because they could not have afforded a house. It's because maybe the mentality was not there. And two, I think it also has to do with my parents didn't make a lot of money growing up. I think my mom used to make like $50 a week. I'm not sure how much my dad made. But that was in the 90s growing up in the Bahamas. So my mom was mostly a stay-at-home mom. So she didn't really make much. So I'm just, to be in awe of God just blessing us with a home, it's a big deal, man. To have that and to give to our children, it's a huge deal. I don't take my blessings for granted at all. being alive right now, breathing in and out of my lungs without the help of a machine, being able to move my arms and legs. And man, sometimes I have no words, because God has been good to me. Despite all the mistakes that I've made in this life, despite my shortcomings, despite the fact that I probably shouldn't be here right now even talking to y'all because of some of the things that I did, God in his sovereignty and his mercy allows me to always have a word. And I had to come on today to talk to you guys about this keep it moving subject, because it wouldn't leave me alone. And that's when I know it's not of me, it's of God. And you know, when you're trying to get something done, you'll have things that get in the way. So I got home and I was like, okay, I'm gonna record this podcast. The next thing you know, I'm looking for my husband's laptop, can't find it. My kids, you know, being kids, and all these little distractions that came my way to try to stop me from even getting this done. And I was just like, no, the devil is busy and I need to get this done. So I put on some positive music, you know, I put on my incense. Oh Lord, I said incense. No, I put on, or I lighted up some incense just to get my mind going. Because you have to understand, we are at war with our minds. The biggest enemy that we have as human being is not the person that sits next to us. It's not your next door neighbor. It's not that family member that you're forced to speak with at Thanksgiving or Christmas, even though you can't stand their guts. It's not that friend that pretend to be your friend that really don't like you low key. It's not your boss who you think hates you or is out to get you. No, our biggest enemy, number one enemy, is our mind, is what we tell ourselves. So I just want to encourage somebody today just to keep it moving. If God has spoken to you and he has laid it on your heart to start a business or to have an idea to create something great, but you find yourself wondering, God, how am I gonna make this happen? I do not have the money. I don't have the resources, God. I don't know anybody. I don't even know where to begin. How am I going to get this done? I want to encourage you to start with what you have. Instead of paying off a bill that can wait, put that money aside. Go ahead and pay for that website domain. Go to GoDaddy.com, buy the domain name, and just do what you can. Do what you can with what you have. Because we could come up with a million excuses as to why we can't go on, right? But you have to find that fighter in you. You have to find that dog mentality where you're like, I'm not going to give up. You have to find that within you to keep it going. Even though everything is coming against you and you don't think you're going to make it and it looks like God has given up on you, you, my friend, have to believe, despite what it looks like, that God did not bring you this far to leave you. He can't. God is not a man that he should lie. If God has promised you something, it must, it will, it shall come to pass, no matter what it looks like, my friend. When I tell you guys that I went through hell and back, like I posted a picture, I think last week, where I was smiling on the cruise or whatever. I took a selfie and I was smiling in the elevator. And I said, when you've gone to hell and back, you will never take your smile for granted. And if you follow me on Instagram at Alice Marius, M as in Moses, A-R-E-U-S, you will see that I wrote those words. And for those who don't know, what I meant by that was 2 years ago, I've said this repeatedly because for me, that moment in my life, it defined everything that I've gone through. It showed me who I really was on the inside. Deep down inside, I am a worshiper. When I tell you that when I was going through the hardship with my marriage, I was on my way to the courthouse, ready to file for a divorce, because I was like, this relationship is not going the way I want it to go. You know, how many of us like to play God? Raise your hand. Yep, I'm raising mine right now. You can't see it, but I am. Sometimes we want to play God, right? So I was like, God, I don't need you no more. I'm gonna just handle things on my own. And when I did that, everything went down the drain. So I felt like, you know what? I wasn't enough. I couldn't give this marriage my all because I myself didn't feel like I was enough. So I tried to throw in the towel by telling my husband at 2:00 in the morning one day while I was sitting up in bed, I straight out told him that I do not think that this relationship is going to work. And of course, he got out of his sleep. It was just like, what just happened? He was speechless. He just didn't see it coming. And he was like, what the heck is going on? Like, what just happened? And I remember calling my family up and I was determined to file for a divorce. I felt like my husband and I were just not going to make it because there was too many issues. And what I found out was that I was not a very good communicator. I thought I was. And it might have been, too, now that I think about it, that I might have communicated the best with it I knew how. But I think with me, what caused me to have that reaction was my impatience. You know, not being mature enough to say what I really felt. And I'll be honest with you all. I just was never really honest with my feelings in my marriage. What does this have to do with keep it moving? I'm getting there. Just hang in there with me. Like, I was never really honest in my marriage beforehand. I would just, like, make sure that I do things where, you know, like, I would be working just to make sure that I would be able to cover my expenses because, you know, I was independent and I don't need a man to take care of me kind of mentality, which was stupid because I'm married. He vowed to do that, so I should let him, right? Not that I can't do it for myself, but if somebody wants to help you, why would you not take the help? They're not saying that you're any less of a person or a woman if they help you. They're just saying, let me help you. And you know, a lot of times we as strong women, quote unquote, we want to make sure that we have it all together. We don't need anybody to help us. So we got this mentality of we can do it all. When deep down inside, we're crying for help. It's just that nobody sees it. Nobody knows it because we're very good at brushing the pain. We're very good at putting it in the rug and just keep it moving, right? We're very good at putting on that smile and just waking up every day doing what we got to do to make sure we get things done and we don't show that pain. So because we're so strong, nobody ever thinks anything's wrong with us because it's Alice, it's so-and-so, insert your name here, you know what I'm saying? It's this person, so they're fine. They can take on the world. They can conquer anything they want to. Not knowing that silently we cry for help, right? Anywho, yeah. So I made that decision and everything just went left. And I called my family up and told them that this was it. I'm going to throw in the towel, whatever. And I just didn't see any hope for us in this marriage at all. But let me tell you something. All the while I was trying to save my husband, he was trying to save me. For real. No lie. Like, he saved me from myself through God's help. And now, after 13 years of marriage, I can finally say that I'm more honest in my feelings. Because I would try to say things in a way before that showed, oh, okay, it's fine, I got it. Oh, I'm not really hurt. It's okay. You know, not really trying to explain myself. I don't know what I was doing, whether it was fortunate for me to be me or unfortunate for it to be me. But these past couple months or a year almost has shown me that it's okay, Alice, to be vulnerable. Like beforehand, I would not be vulnerable. I would just not really say how I feel. And I would just push everything under the rug. But to be in a space right now where I'm vulnerable and it feels good to be honest, please, if you're with someone and you say you love them, try to be as honest as you can. Be vulnerable. It's not going to make you less of a person to be vulnerable, okay? And to be honest. So to have truth now in my relationship is the best thing that I could have done. But this podcast, when I say keep it moving, I'm just letting you know that if you are paying your bills when it doesn't even look like you should be making it from day to day on paper, keep it moving. When you swear you were going to file for a divorce last year, but you don't know how, next thing you know, you're on a cruise celebrating your 13 years of marriage, keep it moving. God got you. When you're sick and the doctor told you that it's over and you find yourself being free from cancer and now you're a walking testimony, when you're going through it, go through it. It's going to be gut-wrenching, but keep it moving. God has a plan for you at the end of that pain. Ask me how I know, because I've been there. I've been to the valley. There have been moments in my life where I didn't know my left from my right. I didn't know night from day. But there's a fighting spirit in me that tells me that if God took me from the Bahamas to Haiti, from Haiti back to the Bahamas, from the Bahamas to America, and now I get to travel wherever I want to on God's green earth, come on, somebody. God's not done with you yet. And you do you know, too, that when you are at the peak of your blessing, that's when the enemy sends all his troops out to try to kill you? When I was going through my marriage separation and I felt like dying, honestly, I felt like I failed. I failed myself. I failed my family. I felt like I failed my children. Most importantly, what I was most disappointed with was myself. And not because I couldn't do the right thing, or not because I'm not a good person. It's because I let my pride get in the way. Pride caused me to say those words at 2 o'clock in the morning that, oh, I don't think we're gonna make it. Like, pride caused me to say that. My selfishness, the all about me mentality. Pride caused me to have self-inflictions. You understand? So this, I don't know why God laid this on my heart today. I don't know if I'm helping somebody. But I just want you to know, whatever you're going through right now, go through it. Because I remember when I was going through that valley, y'all, I just said, God, I was on my knees and I was like, Father, just let me get through this pain, because I do believe at the end of this pain, there's a blessing waiting for me. And what was waiting for us? A brand new two-story house. That is what was waiting for us, with our name on it. To somebody, this may not have any significance to be have a two-story home or to even have a house. But for me to be a homeowner, y'all don't understand. Like, this is epic for me. This shows and proves to me that I can have whatever I profess with my mouth if I believe it and I work towards it. See, faith and work goes hand in hand. Faith and work goes hand in hand. If I put my faith in God and I work towards it, it's already mine. It's already mine. So if you feel like you're at a point in your life right now where you don't know how you're making it from day to day, where you don't know where your next meal is going to come from, where you feel like God has forgotten about you, or you feel like you're at the end of your rope, you feel like giving up, you feel like this life is too much. You're asking yourself, why me, God? Why have you chosen me to, why have you chosen me for this pain? Why have you chosen me to go through this fire? Why have you chosen me to go through this heartache? Why? We keep asking God why, right? And God's answering back, why not you? Why not you? Who else do you have in mind to carry out this task that I have assigned to you? Who else do you have in mind to carry this magnitude of blessing? Because I'm telling you right now, when you've done everything you can, Donnie Corkin says, when you've done all that you can, you just stand. If you don't see how you're going to get your way out, start praising your way out. That's what I did. I'm able to talk to you all today because I prayed my way out of some crazy circumstances, okay? Or crazy situations. I prayed my way out. I cried my way out. I fasted my way out. I pleaded with God because the enemy was on my heel trying to destroy everything I thought about myself. He tried to destroy everything I believed about myself. He was like, oh, you can talk big talk, Alice, but let's see if you can walk the walk. And I do know that I am a child of the Most High God. And I believe that God has his favor, has shown me favor and mercy because he's getting ready to do crazy, amazing things in my life. If I don't believe in myself, nobody's going to believe in me. And if I don't profess these things, nobody's going to profess them over me. So you sometimes have to look at yourself in the mirror and just remind yourself who you are. Remind yourself that God didn't bring you this far to leave you. You need to remind yourself that you are a child of God. You need to remind yourself that God loves you like crazy. You have to remind yourself that if God has allowed you to see one more day, he's not through with you yet. If God woke you up this morning, that's his way of saying, baby girl, I got you. Baby boy, I'm still with you. That's God's way of showing us grace, mercy, and favor. If God allows you to go to work and come home, that's favor. That's grace and mercy. If God has put food on your table for you to eat every day, that's favor, grace, and mercy. So no matter what it looks like, keep it moving. I don't know if this helped or if I'm making sense, but I sure hope this helped somebody today. Y'all have a good night, and I'll talk to you again on my next podcast.